So could you just kind of give me like a an overview of what Jing and Qi and Shen actually are?
Yeah. So at this at the core, they're forms of energy. So the way that universal energy, which is all one thing, right? We could call that Tao or God or nature or whatever you want to call it. It's all essentially consciousness, which is energy. But if you look out into reality, energy takes this infinite multiplicity of forms. And so what the Taoists and Chinese medicine doctors of old, like thousands and thousands of years ago, is they codified the general forms that that energy takes. And so in Chinese medicine and Taoist energy philosophy and Qigong philosophy, energy starts out as Jing, becomes Qi, which becomes Shen. Jing is the most material constitutional form of energy. And so you could almost translate that to like in as it applies to humans, you could translate that to like physical vitality. Okay. So like constitutional qi, physical qi. Not necessarily that it's physical, but it's almost like that. It's more nuanced than that. But for our purposes, you could look at it that way, like vitality, life force, right? Jing in human terms, and if you know, for our purposes, a lot of the time, the reason that men tend to ask this question and why it comes up so often on our retreat is because it correlates all very, very closely with sexual energy. And so the amount of sexual energy, which if you really look at that beyond the cultural overlay and the ways that we associate sexual energy, what sexual energy is the energy of creation. Sexual energy creates life. And so it's the constitutional sort of what's the word? Like the fertility of your system. How capable are you of creating life? That again is correlated to vitality, health, sexual energy. So Jing is like, again, the term I like to use is constitutional qi. And there's ways of building that up, which will not only build up your sexual energy, but it will build up your literal like life force, constitutional life force and health in your body. And so I like to speak of cultivating and managing sexual energy actually as a health practice and a life practice, not just the sexual benefits that it may have or the benefits that it may have in attracting a partner. Because again, on an energetic level, energies either attract or repel one another. And so having strong constitutional qi, strong jing, will literally attract partners to you in a sort of in the same way that magnets attract. The force of your magnetism, could be said to correlate with the strength of your jing. Okay. And this is why so many of the 20 somethings at our retreat will like be talking about jing almost constantly, because it's a valid topic. It's really like foundational to the human experience. So jing, constitutional qi, vitality, sexual energy, when refined, meaning it takes on a more and more subtle form, becomes qi. And qi is the bioelectric energy that runs through the meridians of our body, that runs our physical system and our consciousness. When that gets refined even further, it turns into shen, which is spiritual energy. And so in something, for example, like the practice that we did at the Costa Rica retreat last week, or the practice that I did and have been doing, where I went into strict isolation for 18 months. And the instruction there and the sort of rules, so to speak, are that there's no physical contact, no unnecessary conversation, there's very little stimulation or inputs. There's you know, at our Costa Rica at our Costa Rica retreat last week, there was like no salt, no sugar, no oils. It very, very, very simple, very plain, very non-stimulating foods. And then of course no sexual activity. And the reason for this is in part so that Jing can then refine into Qi when it's not being expressed sexually. So it can refine into Qi, which can refine into Shen. So Jing, when it's not like a buddy of mine and I used to call this like using your dick as a squirt gun. That's what most guys do. It's like every time a little bit of pressure forms in the like genital area and you get a little bit stimulated, most of the men in the world are gonna like reach for porn or just reach to go and ejaculate because it's pressure that builds up. And then they train themselves that, oh, pressure's built up. I can get a release out of this, like some pleasure out of this. And there's this dopamine loop that's created. Okay, pressure, release, pleasure. When we override that, and that's what a lot of cultivating Jing and sexual energy is learning to override and take control of your biology rather than your biology controlling you. When you learn to override this and not give in to that, as we did in Costa Rica, as I did for the 18 months and now 2 years in total, I've done that practice at various intervals of time. When you learn to do that, Jing then actually changes form. And I could feel this as I did this for 18 months. You know, there, my protocol was very strict. It was like not only no sexual activity, but ideally no sexual thoughts. And at the higher levels, when sexual dreams come up, because that energy wants to be expressed, right? You can imagine how many like sexual dreams would I would actually have women like coming to me in my dreams. And at a higher level, it's like start to control your dreams and cut those off. So really nuanced control of consciousness, which again is energy, which is qi, which is jing, and so on. So when that happens, I could feel this wave, like jing is building up. I would start to have a lot of like sexual energy building. And then almost like the crest of a wave that subsides, it like changed form. And suddenly I felt this like physical vitality and creativity. So it's okay, I'm not going to be expressed sexually. Now my mind is clear. My mind is coming up with more ideas. And as that process continued, more Jing turned into more Qi. And then there started to be this accumulation of Shen, which is further Qi that's further refined into spiritual energy. So as that 18 months progressed, there was this continual building of spiritual energy, which takes the form not necessarily of like constitutional physical vitality, earthly qi, but of insight directly into what spirit is, into what God is, into the nature of the mind, into the nature of reality, seeing like through the illusion of reality to the source, and merging with that source as well. So that's the way that the tradition that I was trained in practices that. So many spiritual traditions, like and religions as well, even Christianity has their forms of like fasting and so on and so forth. That's why they do this. It's not a moral ethical thing like sex is wrong or bad. That has nothing to do with it. Morals and ethics are a completely separate thing. It's a spiritual cultivation practice. And in the same way, cultivating and building Jing has its own set of practices, which can then be used to heighten sexual pleasure, can be used to attract partners, can be used to like enjoy yourself sexually, but also can be used to cultivate qi and cultivate spiritual insight as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Was that a halfway decent breakdown for the guys who are there present on retreat? Simon, am I missing something? We could spend like an hour go, and we probably will, honestly, at some point. I think we are going to do like a full blown just cultivation of sexual energy call or talk or something, because I've got to get all of my like my entire structure and thoughts on the matter out into a single place and resource so that we can refer people there, because I want to point this out. As I did on the retreat, this should be taught in schools. It should be information that parents pass down to their kids. Sex is so taboo and so like, you know, it's pushed under the rug in our society. Like we're so afraid to talk about it. And yet it motivates almost all of our actions. When you like really break down the motivating factors of why we do what we do, it boils down in a lot of cases just to sex. And so taking a healthier attitude, I think, is necessary to do this work. And then treating the cultivation and management of your sexual energy, because sexual energy, again, is vitality, it's life force and creative energy. You treating that practice as a life practice on par with meditation, with physical training, with nutrition, with sleep, I think it exists on that same tier. It's like a tier one life practice that every human being should be at least aware of, if not actively practicing.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Sweet.